lot of work, and you know, you're taking gradual steps. But we went literally from a basement of a bar to a prestigious theater in the course of a year. So now we're getting offers from different parts of the country, and you know, hopefully we'll get to Australia with you guys, and we're just very encouraged by it all. We keep plugging away, and you know, as I said, we've developed a beautiful press kit, just major media, you know, being very responsive to the show. And you know, anybody out there that wants to check it out, theaterforthenewcity.net or johnnyvaliant.net or wrestlingvenom.com, you'll see all the details on, you know, everything we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've been heavy site visitors, and a lot of our visitors and readers have been frequenting them very often at the moment, and I think there's a bit of a buzz starting to happen in Australia, and we're just going to continue on making the buzz as we write about the great Yankee promoters and in the ears of all the right people like Michael and Kevin Jacobson and Max Markson and Harry M. Miller and all the others, and hopefully we'll be able to have one of these large promoters like fighting for the chance to bring you guys out, but all you can do is try, and if it can be done, I believe we've got a shot of doing it. So that's where that's up at the moment. So what other parts of the states and indeed in the world have you been to at the moment with the Wrestling Act and the Entertainment Act?
We've been all throughout New York, New Jersey. We were up at Jamestown, which is very close to the Canadian border. We're booked for Boston in March. We're going to take the show to Boston, Massachusetts, which was a hotbed of wrestling, and also you know, a great college town with a lot of nice, legitimate theaters and such. And, you know, basically we're open to bookings anywhere. We're based out of New York, so we try to keep it closer to home. But we've done one-nighters. I'll tell you an interesting story. We were out in a vaudeville theater in a small town called Boonton, New Jersey. We're standing on a stage where Abbott and Costello, Edgar, you know, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy and all the, you know, legends stood on this classic vaudeville stage. And the theater was, it almost looked like it was 1912. It was really an amazing experience. And, you know, it's just an adventure. You know, you just hop in a van and bring the merchandise and such, and, you know, take it wherever we're booked. And, you know, it's been a really rewarding experience for the most part. You know.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like nostalgic. I think people these days, even as this technology cramps into our lives, there's nothing like a real live event, and that sense of tradition that you can't get anywhere else other than going to the show. I think live entertainment's going to be around forever, and we just use some of this new technology to make more and more people aware of these things.
I think the internet is a great tool for getting the word out on something. At the same time, I think technology can work against you in that people get very content sitting at home with their digital cable, 1,000 channels, you know, cable TV, and,
yeah,
you know, all of this. And, you know, sometimes it can be tough getting people, you know, out of their comfort zone and, you know, come on down. And, you know what I'm saying? It can work either way for you, but just the simple fact that, you know, you're from Australia and I'm from New York, and we're aware of each other's projects and we're trying to co-promote and such, it just shows the internet makes the world a smaller place, and I think in that sense it's very positive.
Absolutely, and as we put out our press releases, working in with yourselves and Johnny Valiant and the team, it basically just gives us a stronger brand, and they go, well, geez, if we're dealing with Media Man Australia, we're dealing with New York at the same time, and probably vice versa as well. So the press releases just have more and more value attached to them, and one thing's for sure, there's never any shortage of news at all, because between us, there's just so much going on. We haven't got time to probably publish and broadcast all the news and projects we're involved in.
Well, as I said, it's a matter of continually getting out there, continually getting the word out. Just this week alone, we did an interview with a publication called Long Island Press that has over 100,000 readers. On BAI, you have over 200,000 listeners, the internet live audience. You just keep plugging away. And to be quite honest, what we're doing is a tough sell at times, because news out there that this is something adventurous, eclectic, you know, something different. What we're trying to do is build a cult following of sorts down in the village. Of course, Rocky Horror Picture Show was running for decades, and we had a comedian, very dark humor, by the name of Brother Theodore, that ran for decades down in the village area of New York. It's very bohemian, similar to San Francisco, Haight-Ashbury. You know, that for those of you who aren't aware with aware of the East Village in New York, but
yes,
you know, so we're basically shooting for a late night Saturday cult type. When I say cult in a positive sense, like
yes,
in a religion,
something demented. Yes,
you know,
there've been many forms of great entertainment. There's not that many true overnight sensations out there, and some of these mediums we see on cable TV, Star Trek and all sorts of other things. You mentioned the Rocky Horror Show. There's DVD sets available on that, but these things actually took quite a while to kick off, but these days they've almost gone mainstream and in many cases have exceeded all expectations.
Absolutely. We've had absolute packed houses at times where we've had to add seats, and on the very same night, the WWE at Madison Square Garden was half empty.
Well,
which is sort of ironic when you think about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it is an awful, awful lot of work, and, you know, you basically just keep plugging away, and, you know, you have a quality product that's unique, and you just keep getting it out there, and it's not a secret. You know, the people like yourself that, you know, really, really work towards something you believe in, quality work, eventually it will pay off. And when I say pay off, you know, I do not expect a comedian in his 50s to become the next matinee idol, but I do believe that, you know, somebody can do what they love, make a decent living at it, and, you know, put out in the world something positive and original, and I don't think that's an outrageous goal.
No, I think you're realizing it. It's a matter of getting it to the next level continuously. Well, all right, we're going to do our utmost to make sure that it's anything but a secret, and I think we're doing that already. We look forward to a very long and successful relationship with yourselves, and if we can help spread the word and maybe even one day get you down under, we'll get in the ears of all the right promoters in Australia, and we'll see whether we can make it happen. But in the meantime, we look forward to continuing to work in with you and the team very, very closely, Evan.
Well, I'd like to thank Greg Tingle and MediaMan.com. You know, Greg, you've really been very supportive, and you know, anything we could do in return. And you know, I congratulate you also, because I'm very impressed by what you're doing, and I you know, I wish you all the best. And yeah, you know, we get to work together, and you know, whether you come out to New York or we come out there, whatever, you know, it'll be our pleasure, you know.
All right, we'll be speaking to you again shortly, and we'll continue the cross-promotional links with Wrestling Then and Now, Evan Ginsberg, and the rest of the team, our good friends in New York. Thank you very much, Evan. You'll hear from us again shortly.
Thank you, Greg.
Great. Bye for now. See you, mate.
Okay.
Bye. 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 Bye.